Hello there, masturbator. It's time for you to train in the art of chronic semen production. These are a few workout programs I have for your reproductive organs. I prepared them for you in order to give you the best shot at producing more cum shots. The male penis is part of your body, and you have to work it out like any other part of your body. For example, if you want strong legs or strong arms, then you have to work out your legs or your arms. If you want a strong penis, then you have to sperm away. The first exercise that you could practice if you want to train in semen production is to sperm the second that you start this audio track. As a man that's obsessed with sperm production, you should be producing as much sperm as possible, so do not hesitate to sperm the second you start this track. You can start it over and sperm immediately. You should come immediately. Before you watch any piece of porn, do that for every single piece of pornography that you consume. Come right at the start. This workout is called Breaking the Semen Seal. Breaking the Semen Seal. It is a workout where you get rid of the old semen that you've stored in your body first. It's like if you were making milk and you were separating the curds from the whey. Your old semen has mutations. The sperm cells are old, they have mutations as a result of not flowing properly, they aren't swimming as fast as they used to. You as a sperm producer want to make sure that you're drinking enough water to replenish your sperm cells, as semen is mostly comprised of water. Once you do that, you can consume your pornography as regularly scheduled and work your way into the next exercise. This next exercise is called Let Porn Do All the Work. In Let Porn Do All the Work, you have to let your penis sperm hands-free just from watching pornography and pornography all alone. Of course, you want to break the semen seal first before you watch pornography in order to better assess whether or not this pornography is hot enough for you to sperm hands-free. You should do this especially if you feel sex repulsed after an orgasm. As the dirtier the porn is, the more likely you are to bust another orgasm. And understand that using pornography to pleasure you hands-free after an orgasm is exactly what's required to become a multi-orgasmic male. Nobody said it would be easy. The next exercise I'm going to introduce you to is also utilizing pornography. It's called the Cum Compilation Challenge. In order to complete a cum compilation challenge, you're going to pick a cum compilation of your choosing, and you have to match the cum compilation nut for nut, orgasm for orgasm, without pausing or skipping a single beat of your boner. Again, this is a ball training boot camp. Utilize ruined orgasms if you like, but the cum compilation challenge isn't marked as complete until you match the cum compilation load for load with no excuses. If you're watching a goontorial or a compilation collage with several cum shots at the same time, you have to cum multiple times, and that is the only time that you're allowed to stop. Again, make sure to stay hydrated, as there are certain cum compilations that can go upwards of 100, 200, 300, or 400 loads, and I expect you to cum each and every time. Don't be nervous, you're a sexual athlete, and I expect the best peak penis performance. No more excuses. Another semen production exercise that you can perform involves 3 cups. This 3-cup system is in order for you to collect all of your seminal fluid. The first cup involves you filling the cup with water, electrolytes, or multivitamin fluid for your own consumption. The second cup is used to collect pre-ejaculate fluid before the orgasm. And the third cup is to collect seminal fluid. Drink enough water or electrolytes or a multivitamin beverage to give yourself a piss boner, and then milk out enough pre-ejaculate fluid and ejaculate fluid to fill each cup. That way you may examine the color, the quality, and the taste of your pre-ejaculate fluid and your ejaculate fluid for yourself or for a lover. The pre-ejaculate and the ejaculate cups must be filled to the brim in order for it to be considered a pass. If you do not fill it to the brim, then you can't keep up with today's modern masturbation age. If you can keep up with the semen production required for fertile masturbators, it is recommended that you consume food regularly in order to prevent malnutrition and produce more semen, as it is metabolically taxing for you to produce. Make sure that you urinate between orgasms as well to cleanse out all of the seminal fluid stuck inside the urinary tract, as well as the urethra. If it's imperative for you to pass the 3-cup masturbation training exercise, you can toy with the size of each cup, for example, using a teacup, using a shot glass, or using a pint, a gallon, whatever you can produce normally. And it has to be performed within the course of a day. Again, this is a semen production Bader boot camp. It is designed for you to see what's the upper threshold of semen production that you can produce, as well as see how much pleasure your body can tolerate. The next exercise involves a single load extraction. In a single load extraction, you'll have to measure the load by itself. From a single load, you can measure this on a kitchen scale or eyeball it to see how much semen you can produce from a single ejaculation. Try to also measure how much pleasure you can extract from your own body as well. Since the pleasure is of the mind, you can then try to exaggerate the pleasure from each orgasm in order to increase the intensity. Then you'll be able to examine whether or not you can produce more semen if you believe that the ejaculation is more pleasurable than it actually is. Now, this isn't faking an orgasm. This is leaning into the pleasure that is already present from a penis ejaculation. And now, stemming from the single load extraction measurement, you can also perform a time-based semen production exercise where you can then set a timer between 1 to 24 hours of semen production. So you'll measure the amount of semen you can produce in a given time span within the course of a day. So it'll start with you getting 2 glasses or 2 containers to contain your pre-ejaculate fluid or your seminal fluid. You'll want to keep these things separate, as pre-ejaculate fluid also contains sperm cells as well. Once you produce pre-ejaculate fluid while masturbating, you want to drip it into a glass and then experience an orgasm and drip it directly into the other glass. You then measure the volume of your ejaculate fluid or the weight or the density and see how much semen you can produce in a given time span over the course of 1 hour or an entire day. If you are extremely dedicated to the semen production Bader boot camp, you can plot this out over the course of a day or a month or a year, where you then track each and every ejaculation and track how much semen you can produce over the course of a day, over the course of a week, over the course of a month, or over the course of a year. Or you could take how much you can produce in a single hour and then just multiply how much you can do over the course of any given time frame. Given the fact that the data would then be skewed, you should just perform each and every semen extraction over the course of a day, week, month, year, decade, and just keep going from there. The next semen production exercise involves desensitizing the mind to become capable of hands-free orgasms from any and every type of stimuli. This is a more advanced technique, as it separates the desire for sexual pleasure and intimacy from the act of semen production. Think about how a cum cow that's being milked daily doesn't have to think about anything sexual. The orgasms leak out naturally. This way you can produce semen while in public, while standing in the line getting groceries, walking around, viewing non-sexual content, exercising, eating food, swimming, or going about your daily life. This is to ensure semen production occurs constantly and continuously throughout the day, unprovoked, aroused or not, as intended. The advanced masturbator should always be leaking semen from the penis, whether erect, semi-erect, or flaccid. This is one of many Bader boot camps that focused on semen production, so give each exercise a try and see which one works for you. Stick to them for at least a couple of days to a couple of months, 10 weeks at most, before switching to a new program.